And here is your Lesson Z story. Nina's New Business. "Well," said Nina, "I don't think I have to apologize anymore. I think Ramon is the guy for me." They were all eating dinner at Nina's house. Many things were good. Gabriella received a City Media Award for being the best store buyer. And Tim didn't supervise anymore. Now he was a manager. "We weren't going to denounce you for finding a pair of pants," said Tim. "That's all you think my Ramon is? He was a rocket pilot, and now he's got a business," exclaimed Nina. "I guarantee you he is more than a pair of pants." "And that is why," said Tim, trying to oppress her happiness, "we wonder what he sees in you." "My magic infects men," said Nina, smiling at Tim. "It didn't infect me," laughed Tim, trying to shrink her head a little. "You're not a man yet, little brother," Nina said, smashing back at him. Gabriella hugged Tim. "It depends on your criteria. He's my man. Did you know they are sending him to a course at the college?"
"Really?" said Nina.
"Yeah," said Tim. "They want me to expand my inspection team to adapt to miscellaneous new things with the computer. I've got this very good professor who is really helpful, so that's a bonus." "Well, I'm proud of you," said Nina. "And now I'm going to leak something if you don't veto it, Gabriella." "We aren't voting on a ballot here. For me, I guess it's all right to tell," said Gabriella. "Well, to start with, my Ramon. He saved a guy's life."
"Your Ramon?" asked Tim, smiling.
"Now listen, because it all fits," insisted Nina, trying to erase Tim's smile. "So Ramon's a pilot, you see, and he was chartering his own plane for this important business guy's trip, and another guy with a plastic bomb got on early and hid in the back, and then tried to hijack the plane and take the whole crew hostage."
"Okay," said Tim, "so what happened? Was the guy some ethnic terrorist?"
Nina continued. Now that she had Tim's attention, she didn't want to be ousted. "No, the bomb guy said he just wanted them to take him across the border and pick up some people and come back. There was a ban on flying across the border, but he said to do it anyway, or he would explode the plane."
"Go on before my cold sweat evaporates," said Tim, teasing his sister, who was so excited.
"Ramon had a lunch kit with some snacks, but also some pepper in it. From up front, he deployed the pepper into the ventilation system. Then the pepper was suspended in the air and blew back to the guy with the bomb, polluting all the available air, and everybody started sneezing."
"God bless them," said Tim. "But what has this got to do with Gabriella?"
"Just listen," said Nina, wanting her brother to cooperate and not boycott her story. "So this guy with the bomb comes running up, asking the pilots what's wrong, and Ramon says the plane is on fire, and they will have to land immediately in the desert. But if it was a hard landing, the bomb would blow up."
"Okay, so did they end up as friends?" joked Tim.
Nina ignored his remark.
"So he asked Ramon what he could possibly do, and Ramon said he must throw the bomb out the door before the plane goes down for a hard landing. And so the guy threw the bomb out the back door."
Tim smiled. "So then Ramon canceled the emergency landing, and the crew held the bomb guy, and they flew back to the police waiting at the airport."
"How did you know?"
"I saw it on the news a month ago. I just didn't equate that with this story until now."
"Oh," said Nina, "but what they didn't tell you was this. When they were taking the bomb guy out to the police barrier at the airport, the important business guy was so glad to survive that he told Ramon he would invest in anything Ramon wanted." And that's us, said Gabriella. That's how we have the money now to start our buying business. Nina had a date with Ramon.
That's what a date cost him? Joked Tim.
No, silly brother. He fell in love with me on our first date when I showed him my budget and how much money it could make. He wanted to inject money into the company immediately.
I'm sure that's what they all say, said Tim, rolling his eyes like a good brother.
It's in the bank, Nina insisted. It's in the bank, and we're starting the business tomorrow.
And these are your words for Story Z. Adapt. Apologize. Available. Award. Ballot. Ban. Barrier. Bomb. Bonus. Boycott. Budget. Cancel. Charter. Cooperate. Crew. Criteria. Denounce. Deploy. Equate. Erase. Ethnic. Evaporate. Exclaim. Expand. Guarantee. Guy. Hijack. Hostage. Hug. Ignore. Infect. Inject. Insist. Kit. Leak. Magic. Media. Miscellaneous. Oppress. Oust. Pair. Pants. Pepper. Pilot. Plastic. Pollute. Professor. Proud. Remark. Rocket. Shrink. Smash. Snack. Sneeze. Supervise. Survive. Suspend. Sweat. Tease. Ventilation. Veto. And those are your words for Story Z. Thank you.